title. But first, at 8:40 on the ticket, thanks to Pete Delkus, Channel 8's chief meteorologist, joining us last segment. Well, somebody else from Channel 8 wants to join us in this segment.
Oh, boy.
Now on the Buyer's Barricade ticket hotline for what he says is his rebuttal to what he heard Delkus have to say. It's the noted sports anchor from WFAA, Dale Hansen. Hi, Dale.
Thank you, good boys.
Dale, why do you always greet us that way?
Good boys. Saying hi to the guys.
There you go. Well, how are you?
Doing good. Can't believe you had Delkus on. You actually used 15 minutes of morning radio to talk to Pete Delkus.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's entertaining. He's interesting.
Times are slow. Didn't we have an NBA Finals or something last night? A U.S. Open going on? I watched 12 hours of the U.S. Open yesterday. True story.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, you're a big golf guy.
Verbal filler.
Big golf fan. Played at Dallas National yesterday and birdied one, bogeyed two. Mm-hmm. Had a five footer on three, lipped out, missed it coming back. Four putted. So then I get on five. They play.
We can't go hole by hole with you, Dale. Nobody really cares.
I understand. Working with Pete all these years, you know, he took some shots at you there towards the end of his interview.
Yeah, that's all he does. That's what people do. They take shots at me because I'm the famous one, and they say, look, that's going to improve their popularity.
I don't know. See, I think that
I mean, I think there's a reason you're having me on your show and not Scott Murray.
Who? I don't even remember what that is. No, but some people could argue that Pete Delkus has become the face of Channel 8 rather than you, Dale, and I figured that would start a natural rivalry between the two of you. What? Oh, Dale?
Are you okay?
Hello?
No, I wouldn't say that. I sure as hell know it's not Cynthia Zagari.
Okay, don't take shots at your coworkers.
Channel 8. If she is, by God, we're doomed.
Dale?
No. I'm just come on. I mean, you guys might have been a couple trail-offs right now.
Dale, you're idling. Dale, you've got a rough idle.
Yeah, that's true. I was trailing off, and I was idling. That's true. That is true, boys. That is true. You know, if I did the weather, I think I could do the weather, by the way. You don't have to be right. Obviously, Pete Delkus is right about what? 5% of the time.
No, more than that.
And all you have to do is just get on there and say, we've got some weather, we know that, and here's the forecast. Here's Joe Trahan.
Well, you're not going to throw it to Joe Trahan if you become the weather guy.
Well, that's the way I would do it. That's the way I would do it. My God.
Okay. Are you still interested in
when I do weather like that?
Are you still interested in doing this job after all these years?
No. And the short answer, no. I used to make $500,000 a year. Now I just make about right around $50,000 and hope for residuals from the Ellen Show.
Oh, yeah. That's keeping you afloat. That's right.
Do we have another couple of players come out gay, by the way, so I can write a few more commentaries and maybe get on the Ellen Show again?
Yeah, you do need some more.
How do you guys do it?
It's exhausting talking to you.
I don't know why you would say that, but I appreciate the fact that you just said that right here on live radio.
Sure.
Dale?
Say one thing right quick.
Sure.
Who has a worse toupee? Delkus, Ducey, or Jerry Jones?
Maybe it's a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Gosh.
Hello?
You're really revved up, aren't you?
Yeah, worked up. Well, it's the U.S. Open, Junior. Come on.
That's right. It's your big event. Yeah, it's great.
Crazy munching on a carrot or something.
Just a lot of things going on at that U.S. Open.
Have you given, since you said you're tired of your job, have you given retirement much thought?
Oh, I've given a thought for about the last 20 years. But I'm in a retirement death match, you might call it, right now with Mike Ducey. Uh-huh. I'll be damned if he's going to be the last sportscaster standing. By the way, do you still consider him a sportscaster when he doesn't have a sportscast and the 10 o'clock news?
Well, it is a little weird.
Sort of co-anchor Entertainment Tonight show with some girl at 10:30.
I think he's still a sportscaster, yes.
He acknowledges that he's irrelevant now.
Well, that's a good one there, Gordo. That is a good one there,
fun.
Gordo. To wrap up, let me say this.
Okay.
I guess I don't understand Mike Ducey's world, but I do know that he's a part of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it, Jer. Come on, let's get it
going.
Oh, no. Come on, hit it. Come on.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Your famous song.
I don't understand these rabbis.
Gosh.
Dale, thank you. There he goes.
Character.
That's it, boys.
See ya. All
right. Channel 8's Dale Hansen joining us on
Dale.
The ticket. Man, that was exhausting. 8:45 coming up next to a spectacular Game 6 of the NBA Finals and why, on so many different levels, this Toronto team reminds me of the 2011 Mavericks.